14 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Resner, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Here we go. Here we go. Tom Shalhoub. Welcoming you to the Tom Shalhoub Show. Thursday. It's really nice here in the Northeast. We're just getting to that fall weather. I love it. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and enjoying the fall. So great in the Northeast. The caravan. That's what I want to talk about in the first hour. The caravan. I just typed caravan into Google search. So see what we get here. Caravan, of course. The news hits, all the first hits are all about the current news. Honduran migrant caravan grows to 4,000. I'll hit the news angle here. Trump threatens to close southern U.S. border over caravan of migrants. The caravan is coming. When was the last caravan? We just had one. Now we get another one. Democrats always think this is going to help them because it can show the cruelty of the Trump administration at the border. They really had they had something because the press was helping them out with the family separation. Do you think this current caravan, where's Newt Gingrich? I'm going to start with Newt Gingrich. A very interesting quote by Newt Gingrich. Caravan and Kavanaugh. Those are the two words of the season. Listen to this.
I think two words are going to define the 2018 election in the next 3 weeks. One is Kavanaugh, and the other is caravan. And the combination of anger over how the left smeared, engaged in character assassination, lied, used bullying tactics with Judge Kavanaugh is going to be one part of this. And the degree to which the left is eager to have 3,000 people in a caravan cross the American border, break American law, recognizing that if that happens, the next caravan will be even bigger, and the caravan after that will be even bigger. And I think the American people are going to reject both the way they treated Kavanaugh and the way they are dealing with the border. And I think those will end up being the reasons the Republicans keep the House and dramatically increase the number of senators they have.
Do you agree with Newt Gingrich? Caravan and Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh and caravan. The top concerns of voters is something that's always cited. For some reason, I hear Democrats on shows on this channel and on other channels, they always say, the top concern of voters is health care. Health care is the top concern. But I see other polls that say it is immigration. That makes sense to me. You have different polls. Pew Research Center has a poll. Pew Research Center, it looks like immigration is the top concern. I'm looking at a poll that's cited by CNN. What's important in 2018? Healthcare, the economy, immigration. Are the most important issues? 79% of the population says healthcare and the economy and jobs are either the most important or whatever. So immigration comes in second at 70%. How did you get 79%? They said 79% says health care and the economy and jobs. And 70% is immigration. Well, if you take the if you take them all separate, if you don't you know, put health care, the economy and jobs together, that's what they did on CNN. No wonder they got the answer they wanted. Anyway, I think immigration is the top concern. And I think most people who are concerned with immigration tend to be people who are more conservative. I think there are some liberals out there who they want to get their quote unquote comprehensive immigration reform. So they want to pass some kind of Democrat immigration package. And they're very concerned, and that's one of their big issues. But I think generally immigration is more of a concern of people on the right. Democrats always think that migrants and people on the border is going to play into their hands because it's going to be able to paint Republicans as being meanies. I do believe the president got his hat handed to him the last time around when they had the family separation policy. And I don't mean because it was a shocking and immoral policy. I think they got played on that by the media and by Democrats, and the extent to which they would be able to paint the issue as children in cages. Why? Because they no longer have any any shame whatsoever. And the Democratic talking points, you know, Democrats used to say children in cages, and then the media would report a story, and they wouldn't report children in cages, but they would say, well, there are many concerns on the border. Democrats are accusing Republicans of putting children in cages. What's really happening is the following, and it's quite a concern, and it's a burden and a terrible thing for the Trump administration. But now the media, just being all in with the Democrats say children in cages, and the media say children in cages. So do you agree with Newt Gingrich, 833-852-4866, that the elections are going to be about Kavanaugh and the caravan? And that both are going to motivate Republicans to the polls. That's the key, if you agree with Newt Gingrich. That's what he means when he says that. Kavanaugh and caravan, and both are going to hurt Democrats. I wonder what you think. Because Democrats always think this is going to help them, and you know you're going to start seeing more of the pictures of children in cages, believe me. So right now we have a caravan, and they're mostly Hondurans, if I'm correct. Honduran migrants walk toward the United States. They're in Guatemala, as far as this picture was taken. That was on Wednesday. That was yesterday. A migrant caravan set out on October 13th from the impoverished, violence-plagued nation and was headed north. And it's going to go through Mexico, and the Mexican government wants to usher them through their country and to the U.S. border because they don't want to deal with the migrants on their own, of course, right? So the president is now putting pressure on Mexico. Let's hear from the president. This is President Trump.
The wall is being built, but it's being built in chunks that I don't like. I'm not happy with it. We're getting $1.6 billion, and we got two of them, and now we're getting a third under this budget. And after a lot of people and their friends of mine, they don't want to do anything before the election because they think we're going to do well. But right after the election, we're doing something very strong on the wall. The only thing the Democrats are good with, their bad policy, their bad everything, in many ways, they're bad politicians. The only thing they're good at is obstruction and delay. And the one thing that, you know, we fixed our military, $700 billion for the military. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give us the wall. They fight in unison. They don't, because they think that's a good political thing. The truth is, that's good for our country. We need the wall because we have people coming in. Now, we've done a great job considering we don't have a wall. We need the wall. That's another tool of success, and right. We need the wall.
That was the president on it. What was that interview? Do we know what that was? It seems. Oh, that was Fox and Friends. Okay, so he was phoning into Fox and Friends. I wondered. It sounded like a phone interview, and I wondered who he was talking to. So it was a bit of a rambling monologue. You know, we're building the wall in chunks. We're not happy with it. Are you happy with the progress of the wall? I mean, is this a disappointment to people on the right? I mean, I'm assuming, obviously not all of you are on the right, but the fact that we have the president ran on the wall. I said the other day on Fox and Friends, the reason the president was elected was the politically correct issue. We were talking about Roseanne and the issue of political correctness and the study that showed Americans are overwhelmingly anti-PC. And I said it's an underrated issue. It always has been. It is the political issue of our time. And I said it when he was running. And I said it. I've told you people that it was the moment I knew Trump was going to win, or the moment I thought he was going to win, was when he answered Megyn Kelly when she gave him this litany of anti-women things that he said. And he said, only Rosie O'Donnell. And he got a big laugh. And I was standing there with Jesse Waters. And I said, wow, he's going to win. That was before he had the Republican nomination. I knew he was going to win the nomination there, but I said, wow, this is big. Just this issue. I knew political correctness was the issue of our time. I think it's why he was elected president. But as far as policy goes, his biggest promise was the wall. His biggest rallying cry was the wall. That and lock her up. And she didn't get locked up, so, you know, he's got to deliver on the wall. Are you upset that there's been no progress made on that? Now, I know the reasons, and I know what Donald Trump says. He says, oh, they won't give us the money. It's true. It's true. Well, no matter what happens in the election, if we get, you know, hold as it is, or if we get a few more seats in the House and Senate, that's possible. Or if, like the prognosticators are saying, we hold the Senate, maybe get a little gain in the Senate even, and we lose some seats in the House. It's not going to get any easier to build a wall. How's he going to do it? He can't get it done now. Let's just assume we lose a couple of seats in the House to Democrats. All right, so now they have a voting majority. Or even a little tinier minority than they have now. But they gain a few seats, okay? Just for the purposes of argument. We're not going to get the wall then if it has to be done through legislation. Also, what are we going to do with these? There's a reason migrants are coming to our border, because we have a policy that allows people into the country if they can prove essentially that they have a tough life. I'm not exaggerating here. There's a refugee policy that the United States has, and people are allowed to come here to this country. Some of them apply from their home country. They apply, at, you know, from wherever they are. They say, these are my situations. I'm in fear of my life, political repression, religious persecution, violence. But some people come to the border and they say, well, I'm going to do it right here. So they come to the border. They say, I'm a refugee. And we say, well, you have to prove it. We have a whole process here. You got to prove it. But while we're waiting to prove it, release. And we release them into the country. We know that's what happens. It hasn't changed. We apparently have this crazy right-wing anti-immigrant president, and that hasn't changed. How's it going to change after the 2018 elections? The president said we have some plans to do something very strong after the election. What is it? How are we going to have any of this done? The president is now saying he wants to send troops to the border. Well, maybe that's just in the end, close the border. He said he threatened to close the border, which I don't know how likely that is. By closing the border, that means, you know, no trucks, no trade, no exchange. It's a closed border. I don't think he's going to go that far, do you? But the president says he's threatening to put the military on the border to confront the caravan. Well, what's that going to look like? You know what happened with when we had essentially kind-hearted social workers, doctors, nurses, and other people from the Red Cross down there handling families who came across the border, giving them food and shelter, and then doing the separation, because that was the policy of the Trump administration. And you saw how that was painted, children in cages. You saw how that was demagogued by the left. You saw how it became a political problem for the president. So what's going to happen when the military's down there, when it's not nurses and people from the Red Cross and other social workers? Because that's who was handling it, the border before, during the last caravan. And all we saw was images of children in cages, many of them false. Many of them actually from the Obama administration. They played those on the front page and put them in the news. They were the children who were in cages during Obama. They demagogued that issue, and quite successfully. Do you have any hope that there will be, that anything different is going to happen this time around? Well, I agree with Newt Gingrich. Kavanaugh and this caravan does play into the for Republicans, it does energize voters because it wakes them up and gets them motivated. But do you have any doubt what the next few weeks are going to be like as this caravan comes up and how the press and the Democrats demagogue this issue? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We will be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan.
There it is. Nat Cole, Caravan. Good song choice, guys. You pulled that one out. See if you can find another Caravan song. That's just my challenge to you. 833-852-4866. So, do you agree with Newt Gingrich? Kavanaugh and Caravan, they're winning issues for the right. Kevin in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I agree to him to a certain point as far as Kavanaugh goes, Dr. Ford. Number one, I don't think they should drop this thing. I think they should continue after Dr. Ford and follow that money. As far as a caravan, drop the troops. Get them in there. That's why we have them.
Yeah, well, you know, the I agree that as a, with Congress not doing anything, there's no laws being changed, okay, and obviously we need to address the border, and they just won't do it. They think they can demagogue their way out of this and get a new president. But if you do send the troops down to the border, what do you do? Like, you know, do you what do you tell them to do? Because you know that the cameras are going to be there, and they are going to be shooting what appears to be the evil military standing there, and you're going to have children crying. I mean, the crying children. It's not going to stop, Kevin.
No, it's not going to stop, and that's what they're hoping for. But, you know, honestly, look, if they want to apply and come over here and try to live a good life, I'm all for it. I don't have any objections to it if they do it the right way.
Yes, and
I don't think there should be any special treatment, no tax breaks, things like that. You come over here and do it the way we do it. I'm all for it.
What about the refugees? Because this caravan is refugees. They're claiming asylum, and we have a system that says you can come to this country, you can come to the border, you can claim asylum, and then they release you. This is U.S. policy. They release you into the country while you await your hearing. 3 years later, when you have a job and you've got married and you have kids, then they adjudicate you, and you know, half the time you either don't show up, or, you know, it's too late. You and your family are in the country, and there's no getting rid of you. What do you think of that, Kevin?
I don't think it's a good policy, but I have a solution for it. Let's take them all, divide them up between the Democrats. Let's put them all in their houses. Let them be responsible for
yeah, like the Who, Tommy, come into my house. Kevin, thanks for the call. 833-852-4866. Oh, I want to take this next call because they... he's saying it's good for Democrats, but we've got to take a break. Scott, I hope you hold on during this break because I want to take Scott from Salem. He thinks it's a good thing for Democrats. That's what I want to talk about. Good for Democrats or good for Republicans? Newt Gingrich says Republicans and Trump should run on this issue, the caravan. But I see the Democrats getting away with their old tricks. 833-852-4TOM.
just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Did he say gypsy in there? That word's banned now, you know, guys. The Merry Gypsies. We used to have an award on Broadway called the Gypsy Award. They have changed it. Do you know what they changed it to? The Legacy Award. It's the Legacy Award. Because people from the Romani community, they complained. However, Gypsy is a Tony Award-winning play. And I'm wondering if when it comes back, if they are going to, when they do the next revival of Gypsy, will it be called Legacy? Legacy Rose Lee. You remember that famous, great, famous character? 833-852-4866, a serious issue. The caravan coming to the border. Why? Why is a caravan of Hondurans coming to the border? Because they know that it's pretty porous. However, when they get to the border, they're going to be greeted by a press that wants to make Donald Trump look bad and will do everything they can to do that. Is Newt Gingrich right that this caravan will end up benefiting Republicans? I don't know about that. Scott in Salem, Alabama.
John, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, good. I want to make sure you can hear me. Listen, I tend to agree with you. I've got several questions. One is, who's leading this caravan? Where did this leadership come from? How did all of these people come to this collective agreement to all bombard the American border at the same time? I question the timing of it as well. I'm very suspicious of the motivation behind it is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And I do think that it could turn into a photo op. If you want to know what my gut instinct is, call me a conspiracy theorist if you will, but you know, you wouldn't have called me that during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings.
Yeah.
I would like to find the money trail. Where is the money? There's some money behind this somewhere, I assure you, for these people to all move in this mass movement together, as well as, and I'll throw this in there just for fun, the Fed, the timing of the Fed raising the interest rates right here as we head towards these midterm elections. I find that very
You do? That's interesting. Well, now, that's where we are getting into the deep state. But I can't imagine that the Fed is raising interest rates based on, what do you think? It's like a part
to,
of the...
To slow down the economy. One of the big sounding board issues that President Trump and his administration has had has been how successful our economy is. Listen, unemployment is at record lows. Unemployment is so low it's created havoc with certain industries, such as you can't find enough truck drivers to haul freight right now.
Yeah.
And as a result, those that are hauling freight are making a really, really good wage. But I do want to add this. I think that the end result of either the Fed raising the rates or this caravan coming to the border, I think it's going to do the same thing that Trump always does. I think he's going to turn it on their head, just like the Kavanaugh hearings. I called and said that I felt like that would blow up in the Democrats' face. Now, whether they're behind this or not, I, based on past experience, tend to believe that there's somebody somewhere behind both of these situations.
Yeah, I think better men than me are going to get to the bottom of it. I know Laura Ingraham asked about it on her show. Who's paying for this? And I think that good investigative journalists, it's going to have to be what we are calling now the, right-wing media. The conservative journalists are the only ones who are going to look into this because, unfortunately, people in the traditional media, they don't want to look into it. They don't want to know where the money is coming from. They want to say, oh, they're just migrants. They're looking for a better life. How dare you even question it?
Who tipped them off to be there to cover their coming here?
Yeah,
who,
they
who
are
got
groups.
The first tip off for that.
They are being taken. They're being ushered along by a group, an activist group. And Scott, thanks for the call. This is what I want to answer to you, Scott. I bet there is some big left wing money involved in funding the organizations that are activist organizations down there, you might find some George Soros money, but I would venture to guess, and this is the really sad part, I bet you anything that you can find U.S. taxpayer money going to fund this thing. Because what happens is our foreign aid, we send it down to these humanitarian organizations in these countries, and then the humanitarian organizations end up being activists for immigration and other things like that. And the money, U.S. money, sent from our government that they take out of your paycheck, makes its way down to these organizations that end up helping these groups like this caravan. So I would bet that you could find, if you did a dollar-for-dollar trace, you would find some U.S. taxpayer money that is assisting this caravan. I guarantee it. That's why, you know, when people say, and I know I get a lot of callers call up, say, look at this, George Soros is funding all this. He does fund this. But ironically, you know, the U.S. government, our taxpayer money used to fund ACORN, that group that is actually still existing under a different name now. It's the same kind of, you know, spider web of activist groups. But ACORN was essentially a communist group that was getting our taxpayer money under the guise of housing assistance and all this other stuff. So much of this left-wing stuff, it comes, we're paying for it. We are paying for it. 833-852-4866. Jeff in Omaha.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so do you think, do you agree with Newt? It's Kavanaugh and Caravan.
I don't agree with Newt. I believe that that Kavanaugh absolutely will be. But when it comes to Caravan, my comment would be is we can't allow it to happen.
Yeah.
We need to sit back. Don't take the bait. It's really about the economy. The economy needs to be put out there front and center. And the last thing we need to do is send the military down there, allow for photo ops just before the elections. He needs to speak strong about immigration and all the costs associated with this caravan, as well as all the immigration that takes place, speak strong about it and make sure we don't end up stepping on ourselves and really hurting ourselves in the election, because that's exactly what we're trying to be set up to have happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so you speak strong on it, and he should highlight it as an issue. But I think I heard what you said, but I don't know if I was listening. Do send the military or don't send the military down there?
Don't send the military. We can't afford for a clash to occur.
Yeah.
I believe that will rally even more Democrats and far-left liberals than what are out there today. We don't need another bunch of pictures of crying babies and those kind of things occurring at this time. So it feels like bait to me.
Yeah.
It feels like they're trying to bait him into this. And he needs to look, you know, into the future, and in the next, you know, we can take care of all this after we take the House and the Senate.
Absolutely. That's good, Jeff. 833-852-4866. He says absolutely no military. And when Jeff says that, it makes me think of the various comments I've heard from military people who were in, especially in Afghanistan, Iraq and Afghanistan, but the people from the Afghanistan war conflict, people who were over there, and said how frustrating it was to be fighting a war where they were, you know, they used to talk about fighting a war with one hand tied behind your back, but they were doing a lot of outreach to, you know, it was, what did they call it? It was like going into the villages, and they would be handing out coloring books to kids. And, you know, literally, they would hand out crossword puzzles to Iraqi children. They were trying to be the friendly military. And it was all part of a hearts and minds. That's what I was trying to think of, the phrase, hearts and minds. And they said, you know, we got into the military to fight wars. It's not like they wanted to go into villages and kill everybody. They wanted to go over there. They wanted to be given, you know, a battle assignment, and they wanted to carry out their mission. They didn't want to be putting them, because they would go into these villages, they would try to do hearts and minds, and then they'd get ambushed on the way home by a bunch of terrorists. Now, why do I bring that up? Because when you try to use your military, which is a killing force that is there to carry out very specific missions in a very specific and powerful way, when you engage them in social work and in humanitarian efforts, it's almost no good for anybody. And what you're doing is you're putting your military people at risk, and you're having them do a job that they weren't meant to do. Do you understand? So when Jeff just said that, it made me think that, yeah, this is an instance. If he just sends the military down to the border, I think there's going to be a lot of generals saying, what in the heck position are you putting me in here? Because now I'm dealing, I get the press here trying to photograph me, make me look bad. I don't, you know, we can't use any force here on the border because this is a humanitarian thing. It's all very confusing. 833-852-4866. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hey, Tom, with due respect, I totally disagree with you and your last caller, Jeff. I think Trump has got to seize this issue because whether it's before the election or after the election, it ain't going to go away, and the Democrats aren't going to cooperate in power, out of power. Here's what I would do if I were Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I would declare a national emergency. I would not talk about this as a caravan. I would talk to this as a first wave of invasion,
mm-hmm.
that we're being invaded by people who have no right to be here, and we've got to take action. I would close all our borders, inconvenience all the other people who are trying to get into the country, and just make everybody mad that this has to be settled. Then what I would do is this caravan comes in, treat them with respect. I noticed in the videos there are a lot of young guys, and if I were Trump, I would be saying, you know, I can't tell you if these aren't recruits for MS-13 that are coming in here.
Yeah.
MS-13, we're kicking them out. We need more people. I would take all the judges that I have. I would hold the hearings for asylum. They're settled immediately. Settle it and send them back if they don't have a legitimate reason. But if Trump falls on this one, all they're going to do is the next one's going to be 10,000 people and then 20,000 people. Enough is enough.
So it's kind of a – thank you for the call, Frank. Frank has a shut-down-the-government attitude about this, you know, because he says he knows he's going to upset people. If you shut down the whole border completely and you stop commerce, then private companies are going to be very upset. The Mexican government's going to be very upset because they're going to be losing tons of money because their drivers can't get across the border. Our companies, very upset they can't cross the border. People, you know, diplomatic problems, people coming and going, even people, pleasure, vacations, can't go to Mexico. It's going to make people upset. So Republicans have tried that. Shut down the government. Wake everybody up. Oh, send everyone home. You're not going to have government workers. And that had, at one point, the Republicans tried that. It blew up in their face. They got a lot of bad press. The question is, how much bad press are you willing to take over this? How much crisis are you willing to go? Frank wants to go. He wants to go full crisis. He says, you've got to stop them. I know Frank mentioned he says he wants to speed up the process. I do, too. But they're not going to be able to do it. This is what I say about our asylum policy. Our country is part of – many countries make these international agreements on how they deal with asylum. And they have these things in place. They're not – Trump can't change them. And if he tries with an executive order, you know what happens. A judge knocks it down. But Frank says go all in, essentially. He's taking a shut-down-the-government approach, shut-down-the-border. What do you think? 833-852-4866. Brian in Raymond, Mississippi.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
What we need to do, well, we need the wall, and we need to cut off finding any kind of American aid to these countries. Just that's it.
That's
no
it.
More.
You know, he's mentioned it, and I think he said he's ready to – I don't know why we haven't done that before. That's a good one. That's what I want to bring up. Brian, good point. Aid. We still give foreign aid to these countries. We're giving foreign aid to Honduras. Shut it up completely. Threaten the government. I know that the Honduran government would be able to put a stop to it. They have these people coming from their country. You shut off aid to Guatemala. The Hondurans are now in Guatemala. You say, if you let those people out of your country into Mexico, we're shutting you down. Threaten the countries themselves. That's huge. 833-852-4866. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Shalhoub.
Yeah, he's very smart, but he gets along with people.
Tom Shalhoub.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
History is going to look back at President Trump as the president who defined leadership. He's already passed the first major tax reform in 30 years. Unemployment's at an 18-year low. Jobless claims are now the lowest since 1973, while the Dow Jones celebrates its highest level ever. To celebrate these milestone achievements of our 45th president, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. One side's got an image of Donald Trump in all his glory, while the other side lists all his major achievements. This commemorative one-ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating. And it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. You'll want to hold on to this collector's item for generations. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code Donald to save $5 per coin. Or text Donald to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. Available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard text rates may apply.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Is this a caravan song? Not quite, no. It just feels like a Mad Max kind of caravan. So I'm looking down at my board here. Let's get you guys in here. We'll try to keep the calls quick. Tell me, because I think you all have a similar idea. Let's start with Jennifer in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. What should we do about the border?
Hi, Tom. I say send in our military. I believe anyone who voted for Trump will support the military and our borders, and I believe Trump needs to stand strong and not let the press and the media push Trump and his supporters around.
I got it, Jennifer. She says send in the military. Jennifer from Twin Lakes, thank you for the call. Steve in Savannah, Georgia, what should we do about the border? He might have a similar idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe the same thing as she did, and also Frank and Brian. Send in the troops.
Send in the troops. What'd you think of my great explanation about, hey, we're putting the troops in a tough position when we have them go down the border and when they're not fighting a war?
Well, actually, between the invasion that comes in our country every year, we actually have like 300,000 that they hit our border every year. And according to Tucker and some of the other polling, we have probably over 27 or so, 20-some million in our country currently. I'd say it's an invasion. You could almost make a case.
Steve is saying it is a war. Thanks for the call, Steve. Greg in Cincinnati, what should we do about the border?
Good afternoon. When I started my job 20 years ago out in college, I had to work before I got benefits. This isn't happening with the immigration chain. When they get to the fence, they have their benefits free right away.
Yeah.
Well, and they do. They let them. It is. They call it catch and release for a reason, and it's still happening, Greg. So what should we do? You say troops as well?
Troops as well. Yeah. And I wanted to make one quick comment on how to get so many Republicans to the poll in masses. You have your Fox friends. What would happen if Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham would ask their callers to call them and get five people to call to get their people to the polls and just keep that going?
Yeah, making a chain. I saw somebody on Twitter, some celebrity, saying, hey, make a chain, call three of your friends. I don't know if they could. I don't know if it's a no-no for them to engage in that kind of political actual activism, but it's a good point. Thanks for the call. Let's take Thomas in San Marcos, California. What should we do about the border?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'm in favor of sending the troops. However, not to enforce the border per se, just make an appearance. And while they're there, I want the Army Corps of Engineers to start working on the wall.
That's it. Troops. I mean, somehow using military to start this wall project. Good idea. Thanks, Thomas. Bill in Winchester, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely for sending the troops. And also, we need to get to the root cause of the problem, and that's all these globalists, George Soros and the bunch, funding all these walks from down in South America. They're the ones that are stirring it. So cutting off aid to the country is not going to do any good because they're being stimulated by an outside source.
You're right. Open Foundation and other world organizations. And I bet you anything, I said there's taxpayer money. No doubt there is Ford Foundation money somewhere in all of this. Very left wing. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery of Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
What it is, this is Cyrus.
And hey guys, it's Britt McHenry, and we're excited to be a part of Fox Nation.
Because now more than ever, we need powerful voices.
That won't hold back, because now, more than ever,
we need Fox Nation.
The new faces you'll want to know.
And the Fox News favorites you already love.
Plus access and exclusive members-only content.
They're going to be very PC. Hell no, un-PC is more like it.
Fox Nation.
Opinion done right.
Go to FoxNation.com and find out more.
Right now.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco.